This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Arlene Duby, D-U-B-I-E, Arlene, A-R-L-E-N-E. Place was the Pines of Burton Assisted Living. Date was May 9, 2022. In paragraph, Ms. Duby was seen regarding swelling of the right leg. And she also was sitting outside and found to have a temperature of 102.6, period. New paragraph, history. She was noted last week to have significant swelling of the right leg, much more than the left, period. There was some redness, period. A Doppler was done to rule out deep vein thrombosis, and this was negative, period. She denies much pain there, but there's redness and warmth, more on the right than the left, period. She denies any fever, or she denies feeling feverish, but she definitely felt warm, period. Her temperature, though, was rechecked after being inside and came down to 97.9, period. New line. She denies any cough or sputum, period. No dyspnea, no dysuria, no headaches, no diarrhea or constipation, period. No other specific complaints, period. Review of systems negative for any headache or cardiac or respiratory or GI or GU complaints, period. No nausea or vomiting. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed. Temperature was 102.6 and later 97.9. Pulse 72 was 5/8/16. Blood pressure 115 or 47. O2 saturation 95%. Her weight is 112.4 pounds. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular normal, as known as 2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen soft, non-tender. Oral mucosa is normal. Neck is supple, no nodes. New paragraph, extremities. Her left leg, her right leg was swollen, period. There is pitting edema there, which is not present in the left, period. She does have redness there and slight warmth, period. The paragraph assessment and plan. 1, cellulitis. I will order Keflex 500 milligrams BID for a week, period. 2, she had a fever, but that came down when she was in from outside and it was warm outside today. And that may be a part of the factor for the fever, period. It did come down to 97.9, period. I will ask the staff to check the fever tomorrow, period. New paragraph. 2, she has hypertension, which is controlled, and I will continue amlodipine 5 milligrams daily plus lisinopril 10 milligrams daily, period. 3, she has hypothyroidism, and I will continue levothyroxine 25 micrograms daily, period. She can take Tylenol if needed for pain and fever, period. She's on atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily for lipids, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.